come and we come this morning to your presence, and we say, Lord, that we desire, Lord, this morning that you'll just come and speak to us. Come and touch our hearts. I pray this morning that we'll be able to, Lord, step one step closer to you. One step closer to the kingdom, that we'll look today a little bit more like Jesus than when we stepped in this morning. We thank you that we can openly praise and worship you, Lord, as there's many persecuted churches today that can't come together like this and openly praise and worship you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Ben. Thank you so much. It's a great privilege and honor to come and share with you this morning. Out of the Word of God. Oh, thank you. The little ones, I'm going to bore you. The little kids can all go. I send you. Is that how you did in this church? Probably not. In Cape Town, we got this funky song that we send them with. Scott, you got to teach them that song we play, brother. All right. Gavin, you got to help them here. We've got to make it funky and vibey. Hi, my name's Bernie, and I'd like to apologize before I start. I'm from Cape Town, so I'm a bit different. All right. There we drink more coffee than you drink in a Marnus, believe it or not. It's kind of strange to be preaching here this morning because it feels like half my congregation's here. Really nice to see all the Cape Townians. Thanks for leaving the coffee this morning to be in church. Appreciate it, guys. And some friends and faces I recognize as well from all over. It's such a lovely privilege to be able to come to town in December to see friends and family and people you haven't seen for years. Joe there in the back, Dr. Joe, so nice to see you. I get to see him like twice a year, once at Convergence and once usually somewhere else. Donnie Morkel, Valalem Pinard, Valalem and I started in church, and we started when we were in church in Stellenbosch. We sat at the back, always at the back. I see nothing's changed. Valalem is still in the back. And also wearing a pink pants. Short pink pants. Min for honor, ne? Love you, Valalem. Valalem's one of the guys, and Donnie's one of the guys, the reason I'm standing here today. Guys that believed in me and was able to lift me up, and they saw a young... I can only think of the word idiot. It's not a word you use in church. A young, silly man, and they believed in me, and because of their prayers and because of their goodness, I'm able to preach the Word of God today. So thank you for guys like that. So Valalem, stay in that pink pants at the back of the church. So I'm from Cape Town, and... this morning, as I was praying for you guys, it's always nice to be able to come and pray, because after I'll at least come and preach, because once I'm finished, Andries in January will come and fix up everything that I broke. And I'll be happily in Cape Town drinking my coffee. But it's always fun to be able to come and bring a word to a congregation you don't know so well, because you really have to seek God. You know, sometimes we get a little bit familiar with one another, and if you're preaching almost every Sunday, you sort of become more topical, you have something you preach to. But when you come and visit, you can really hear from God, and normally God will come and download something for someone. And I believe this word is a word in season for us here today. And I entitled the sermon, Family. And I'd like to talk a little bit through family. But if it's all right, I'm going to pray again, because otherwise I'm going to waft all day. Let's just come and consecrate this time. Lord, we come and consecrate this morning. I pray, Lord, that you will come and hear our cries. So many of us, Lord, have been praying for so long for so many things, and we haven't seen breakthrough. Lord, I pray this morning that as we speak about family, I pray that your heart will come through, that we will really be able to experience the heart of God. when it comes to family. Thank you for this time. Thank you for the season, the festive season, Lord, where we can come together as family. And we pray, Lord, that you'll come and knit our hearts together. First, as family as we know it, a biological family. And then as the family of believers, and as a family of a nation. In Jesus' name. Amen. Right, let's get right in there. So, I'd like to start by saying where I come from and how I understand family. And the festive season has always been very big in our family. My grandfather farmed in Gribeau, just around the corner from here. And so as we grew up as children, every Christmas, we'd come together on the farm. And my grandmother had 5 kids. So between all the cousins, it was a large group of people that would come together. And over the years, we've been doing this, and we've been doing it now for 40 years. I'm nearly 40 years old. I'm 38. So for 38 years, I've been doing this, but my parents have been doing it much longer. They've been doing it for about 50 years. And tomorrow, all the aunts and everyone comes together, and we're going to be spending time together. And isn't Christmas and isn't the festive season wonderful? Time of family, friends, loved ones, lots of hugs, a lot of high fives, a lot of jokes, a lot of laughter, a lot of celebration, a lot of food, a lot of gifts. For day one. Then day two, right? And your brother's children wake you up and you go, what on earth? And mom's in the kitchen shouting and you're going, why can't mom just let me sleep in this morning? That's day two, right? Festive season. By day five, it's like, where's the family? And everyone's having a coffee in a different coffee shop, right? Has everyone experienced this? Come on, am I the only family that works like that? No, we don't actually work like that at all. So I'm actually just pointing out your sins this morning. But let's be honest. Family is a difficult thing. And my wife reminds me how very opinionated I am in everything I do and say. So, you know how opinionated you are? Why can't they grow up their children this way? Why can't they do this like that? Why can't they do it the way we do it? Why do they always want to have bacon and eggs? Why can't they have ProNutra? You know? Little things that starts niggling. And sometimes family can be a real challenge. Isn't that so? For others of us, as we heard this morning, this festive season is a real hard time because we're reminded of family we've lost. We're reminded of family that was there but no more is there. For many people, this is the loneliest time of the year. For many people, this is the hardest time. For many people, this is the most depressive time of the year. Because sometimes we've made the festive season something that's supposed to be this Hollywood movie with snow, and we obviously don't get the snow. We don't even get the water anymore. It's really nice to be in Amarnas. You guys have water. You are blessed. Okay, I'm drinking less coffee because there's no water to put in my coffee. I'm now drinking espressos. For many people, family is not a good thing because the way they were brought up is that they never knew their dad. They never knew their mom. Or there was violence at home, alcohol abuse. So the word family is kind of one of those great things that we see on TV, but sometimes a little bit challenging for us as people. And I'd like to show in Scripture that you're not alone. There goes my helicopter. Joking. One of the congregants here actually said to his kid, Pastor Bernie's helicopter, the helicopter just landed. It's Pastor Bernie's just arrived. And kid believed it, and I'm believing it. Would be lovely. But let's read scripture. And we're reading out of the story of Genesis and Lot, who went with Abram, before he was known as Abraham, also had flocks and herds and tents, so that the land could not support both of them dwelling together, for the possessions were so great that they could not dwell together. And there was strife between the herdsmen of Abram's livestock and the herdsmen of Lot's. And Abram said to Lot, "Let there be no strife amongst you and me, and because your herdsmen and my herdsmen, and between your herdsmen and my herdsmen, for we are kinsmen. Is not the whole land before you? Separate yourself from me. If you take the left, then I'll take the right, and if you take the right, then I'll take the left." And Lot lifted up his eyes and saw the Jordan Valley. And that's the side that Lot ended up taking. So we see family there. Abram was the uncle of Lot. And they were prosperous. And they were doing very well. But they couldn't work together. And Abram had the wisdom to look upon the situation and realize that there's strife amongst their workers. And that strife is going to start ministering.